It's Weekend Edition on Michigan Radio. Good morning. I'm Rena Miller, and joining us now is Jack Lessenberry, Michigan Radio's political analyst, with a review of what's been happening around our state this week. So, Jack, I hear you've been at the Mackinac Policy Conference. What are the biggest takeaways this year?
Well, I think that certainly people, the business community, is encouraged by the direction in which Michigan is going. They're very happy in general with Governor Snyder. But there's a lot of concern about education. I think more attention was paid in discussion of education at this conference than at other conferences, and I'm not sure there's a clear consensus about what to do next.
Former Michigan Congressman Mark Schauer made it official this week he will run for governor next year. Now, Governor Snyder hasn't yet said whether he's going to run for re-election, but if he does, what do you think Schauer's chances of winning would be, Jack?
I don't think there's any doubt that the governor is going to run for re-election. He gives all the signs. Congressman Schauer is certainly an underdog. Since the new Michigan Constitution took effect 50 years ago, no governor's ever been defeated running for a second term. One was for a third term, which is no longer possible. But Democrats have gotten their act together. I talked to the new Democratic chairman, Lon Johnson, who's very happy that they agreed on a candidate early. There's not going to be any kind of a divisive primary, so they're husbanding their money. And so while it's probably a long shot, the polls show there's a lot of dissatisfaction with Governor Snyder. In fact, Mark Schauer is leading slightly in some polls, even though the vast majority of people don't know who he is. So I think both candidates have a selling job to do.
Mm. Well, he is back. Ambassador Bridge owner Matty Maroon is asking a federal judge to toss out the presidential permit that would allow a competing bridge to be built nearby. His chances on that, Jack?
Well, it's interesting, Rena. I talked to Roy Norton at Mackinac here. He's the Canadian Consul General who's mainly here in charge of the bridge. They don't take this very seriously. What they're worried about is whether Congress will appropriate the $250 million needed to build a new customs plaza at the United States end of the bridge. Now, Canada's paying for the bridge itself, but not for that plaza. And as we know, Republicans control the House of Representatives. And you can be sure that Mr. Maroon and his forces will eventually, if they're not already, be lobbying them. So they don't take this federal lawsuit or a companion state suit very seriously. They see them as nuisance suits, although, of course, they're going to fight them. But they're worried about whether Congress will appropriate that money.
Okay, Jack. Thanks so much for the info. Have a great weekend.
We'll see you next week.